From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Comcast, the Philadelphia-based cable giant, announced a major deal late this afternoon. It's buying the 49% stake of NBC Universal that it did not already own. The price? $16.7 billion. General Electric is the seller, and GE will also be selling some prized real estate as part of the deal. Joining me now is NPR's Uri Berliner. And Uri, what can you tell us about the deal?
Well, it was always expected that Comcast would be acquiring that remaining minority stake of NBC Universal from GE, but it's happening a lot faster than anyone expected. Comcast, as you may remember, bought a majority stake of NBC Universal in 2011. It was assumed that it would buy out the rest of GE's stake over a course of several years, but it's happening now. Today, Comcast CEO Brian Roberts issued a statement. He said, "This is an exciting day for Comcast as we have agreed to accelerate the purchase of NBC Universal." He said the decision was prompted by a sense of optimism for the future prospects of NBC Universal, and that optimism seems to be shared by the market so far. The stock price of both companies rose after the announcement.
Or you say this transaction is happening a lot faster than anyone expected. How are they doing it? How's Comcast doing it?
One way is with a big pile of cash. Comcast is financing the deal with $11.4 billion in cash on hand. It's also taking advantage of low borrowing costs to fund this acquisition. And this whole issue of what companies are doing with their cash hoards is getting a lot of attention recently. Apple has the mother of all cash hoards, $137 billion, and it was recently sued by a hedge fund to share more of that cash with shareholders. Comcast now is moving very aggressively with its cash here. It's buying the rest of this iconic broadcast and film company. And GE, in this deal, is selling a portion of that iconic headquarters at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, and it's also selling its CNBC headquarters in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey.
Okay, NPR's Uri Berliner. Uri, thanks.
You're welcome.